Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us. Master perfect timing to make mega money. That's the topic of this video. So this is all about the timings of the launch. What happens when, the sequence, the days that you need to go live, when you close it down, how we're going to use deadlines, urgency, and all that kind of stuff. So the first thing to say is this, okay, I've got my notes here. We're going to go through these. We'll tick these off one by one as we do them. And the first thing is don't set your date until everything is ready. Stay tuned, okay? So the temptation is when you embark on this mission of creating this launch and creating the back end, that you want to set a date of when you're going to go live so you can put it out there and you can tell the world and you can work towards it. But you shouldn't do that, and you don't want to do that. You need to create the back end first. Then once that's pretty much ready, we can then start to think and think about setting a date and a launch date for the front end product that you're going to be creating, okay? Now, the other thing I should emphasize is this is not a one-time thing. The first time that you do this is going to be the hardest time that you do it, because you're going to be creating a front-end product on launch. And of course, first, before that, you're going to be creating a back end that you're going to sell after you've launched. So it's a huge amount of work. You'll be doing things you've never done before. You'll be upskilling. You'll be leveling up in terms of your effort and the amount of work that you're putting in. But this will be the hardest time that you ever do this. The benefit after you do this launch, even if you don't do a bunch of back end sales, and quite literally, even if you don't do any sales, the benefit is after this launch, you take all the lessons you've learned. You will then have a back-end program that you can repeat and sell on every future launch. And you can also take that back-end and evergreenify, or make it evergreen, so make it everlasting, and put it into any other members areas, thank you pages, download pages that you already have, and be making those $2,000 sales around the clock. So what you're doing here, you're not really launching, even though you are, you're building this huge infrastructure, which becomes your business. Up until now, you may have felt like you had a business and you may be promoting people's stuff and then periodically you would launch your own. But what we're building here is a sustainable evergreen business with this back end that you can sell for many, many years on the back of all your future launches. So this first time that you do it will be difficult, will be hard, and you will get the worst results this first time you do it because it's untested, it's unproven. You'll learn things as you go through it that you won't repeat. You'll learn how to improve it over time. And bearing in mind, you know, I've got back-end offers now that have done millions and millions of dollars, and they've been around for years. They're not the same as the first day or the first time that I launched them. Very, very different. And of course, the first time you launch this back-end, you're not going to have any proof of that back-end success because you haven't got any clients yet. So again, it's the most difficult time you'll ever do it. But when you get through it and you do that front-end launch and you sell on the back-end, even if you only sell one or two, or you don't sell any, you still have this back-end thing that you can improve on and work on over time. And all the assets will already be in place. All the emails will be written for it. The presentation that sells the back-end will be in place. The infrastructure, the process, the system of launching and then using these buyer leads, all of that's going to be in place, and you'll be aware of all of it so that the next time it'll probably be about 20 to 30% of the work and effort that you have to do on this very first time. Okay, so just to let you know that, because it can seem overwhelming that you're doing all of this stuff just for one launch, but it's literally, remember this, it's not about this launch. It's not about this launch. It's about creating this infrastructure that you can use for many, many years. And even bigger than that, if we zoom out from the products and the offers and the back ends completely, it's actually secret here. It's actually about you. It's about helping you becoming more, becoming a better marketer, becoming a better entrepreneur. As entrepreneurs, it's our job to solve problems. That's literally what we do. It never ends. You know, I've now got a team of, well, I don't know what it is, 15, 16 people. We're making millions of dollars. It never ends. It's not that I, you know, can just sit back and do absolutely nothing. There's still problems. There's still challenges. There's still holes and gaps to be filled. There's still improvements and tweaks, and everything continues to grow. So it's not that you ever get out of that. You just are able to do it quicker and spot what those holes are much more easily. This is going to be the first time you do it. It will be the most tricky. But after this, it'll be almost plain sailing comparatively for you. Okay. So having said that, let's talk about let's go over to this screen here. This is the sequence of events during the launch. The first thing that's going to happen is you're going to do this front end launch, as you can see, right? So you're going to launch your front end product. That's going to be a period of days where you sell that $10 product with the different upgrades. And then you're going to close that down. There's going to be a deadline where at the end of that period, you ramp up the price, right? Typically, you would want to double the price. You're going to communicate that publicly to your affiliates so that they keep mailing. You will end the leaderboard contest and you will simultaneously double the price of that first front end product. With $10 product, will go up to $20. Officially, it's probably be $9.95, goes up to $19.95. And at the time that you end that launch, typically it's 11:59 p.m. Eastern time, so New York time on a Sunday night. When you do that, you simultaneously probably drop the commissions back down to a more reasonable level, and you end the leaderboard contest and announce the winner. So that's technically the end of the launch, but it doesn't mean you're not going to keep making sales. Quite often we've found, even though we end our launch on a Sunday night, we continue to make sales because of residual traffic coming in. Quite often we'll get deal of the day on Warrior Plus, which is where we sell the majority of our products. They'll award us this deal of the day, which means it's one of the best converting offers on the Monday, technically after we've finished, even though the price has gone up. But that's great because you continue to get sales, okay? So you do the front end launch. That's the first thing you do here. So let's just get this drawn on. You do the front end launch and then you close that down. And then as we say here, you close it down. Then you're going to do something called the live orientation session. So this is, as it suggests, it's a live event online, a live webinar that will be for all the buyers of your product to orientate them with that product. You're going to do two things on this orientation session. First, you're going to give them a fast start walkthrough of how to use the product they just bought. And number two is you're going to present your high ticket offer. Okay, we'll come on to the specifics of that in a later session. After this orientation session, which will take place, well, I'll talk about the dates and so on in a minute. After the orientation session, so this takes place after the front end launch is finished, you do the orientation session, then you do what's called the fast forward video. Now, the fast forward video is a version of your orientation session that's pre-recorded. And you just run through it really quick. You skip really through it really quick. Oh, okay, this is where you find the stuff in the members area for the front end product. This is where you get it. This is how you use it. Okay, let me talk to you about this thing, blah, blah, blah. And then you pitch the high ticket. It's typically around 30 minutes in length. And we'll come on to the details of that later on. But the reason that we do that is we don't want to do a replay of the orientation session, because if you say you have a replay, people will not attend. So we specifically make a point of saying there will not be a replay of the orientation session. There is no replay. You must attend live. Now, what ends up happening is people freak out, which is a good thing. They're like, I want to get on there. I can't do it. What's going to happen? I can't make it. This shows demand. It means they have a desire and it means you've done the right thing. You've done a good job. What you do, if you have, and you will get people messaging in your support desk and so on about that, when that happens, what you do is you say, don't worry, we're not recording it, there's no replay, but I will make a version of the training available. I will make a version of the training available in the coming days. Stay tuned to your inbox, which you will, in the form of the fast forward video. So rather than having to sit through what might be an hour 20 replay where you're shouting out names and you're interacting with people, it just reinforces to them how they missed this really cool thing and they have to sit through all the extraneous extra stuff that's pointless. You just pre-record a version of the training that's like 30 minutes, training and pitch, 30 minutes, done, okay? After the fast forward video has been sent, you then follow up religiously with people through email. This is now, we're now entering the back end week. So you launch the front end funnel for a week. The following week, you promote the back end exclusively. Okay. And again, it's Tuesday to Sunday for both. Tuesday to Sunday on the first week, you promote the front end. Monday is a day off where you basically hammer your list, all of your list, anybody on any of your email list, you hammer them to get them to attend the orientation session. Tuesday, you deliver the session and then you close that high ticket back end offer on the Sunday night. Okay. That's the back end close. And we'll get into the specifics of all this, but I just want to map out the overview of the sequence here. Okay. So as it says here, Tuesday to Sunday, 11:59 PM Eastern for the front end launch. Okay, so why specifically have we gone with those dates? Well, again, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've tried various different things. Sunday works best, in my humble opinion, because people are around, okay? Monday, you can end a launch on a Monday, but Sunday I just found works best. You could get more people hanging around on their computer. They've got that Monday morning dread. They don't want to go back to work. They'd rather be distracted. And particularly if you're selling, you know, make money online stuff and, you know, helping them possibly break free from their job in some way, or at least get closer towards that, then seeing that on a Sunday night as they're dreading their work is a good timing, right? Tuesday to Sunday may sound like a lot, but if you do it in the right ways, we said previously, building that symphony of the launch, you can maintain interest of your list and with affiliates for that length of time, okay? You are gonna get some affiliates jumping in and jumping out, but if you do things right, what's going to happen is the first time they mail, they will not want to stop mailing until you close down, because they'll be making so much money from you that they'll just hammer their list repeatedly Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which will make them a lot of money, get you a lot of buyers, and fill up that orientation session for you to present your back-end offer to, okay? So we end it at 11:59 p.m. Eastern on the Sunday night. This is the front-end launch. And the reason that we do that specifically at that time is it just saves confusion, right? You don't say midnight, because then people are like, oh, midnight, do you mean midnight Sunday? Or do you mean like midnight just when it first went into Sunday, like, you know, midnight Saturday? So we say 11:59 p.m. Eastern, which is New York time, on the Sunday night, okay? That's when to close it, where you're going to get probably the maximum amount of people available around with the US crowd being the majority audience in internet marketing. You have the most number of people around at that time, particularly with the 3 hours earlier in West Coast America, to take advantage of your offer before the deadline expires. The next part here, end the contest, then double the price of the front end. At least I've already mentioned that. It's almost like I know what I'm doing here. Next, drop the commissions down. I've already also mentioned that as well. Monday after the launch onwards, start emailing your entire list to get them on the live session. I have mentioned that, but let me talk about that more. So what you're going to do is you're going to have a series of emails, and we will get into specifics of email in a later session, but you've got a series of emails throughout the launch. You'll have emails that you send out to your list to promote the front end offer, right? From that initial, the first week, Tuesday to Sunday, go buy the offer, go buy the offer. You're also going to have emails that are created in advance that go out to the buyers of the front end offer that basically tell them, make sure you get on the orientation session. So the instant they buy, the first email they get should say, step one, attend the live orientation session. Here's why, because you'll get a quick start guide on the product, insert product name. Hey, Chainiacs, I've had a ton of people tell me they get more value from this podcast than most of the paid products they've invested in, which is awesome. Now, when you share this podcast with someone else, it's like a gift. They'll get massive value and they'll thank you for it. They might even repay the favor and give you something awesome. And it's making a difference by helping fellow entrepreneurs. It also helps me spread these free teachings far and wide and leave a legacy too. So thank you in advance for sharing it with others. Now, back to the show. I'll show you the quickest way to make money online, and it's not being recorded, right? So you'll have a series of emails that you write for just that go out to buyers automatically. So you're not broadcasting these, you're not scheduling these out. They are written in an autoresponder, and when your buyers join that autoresponder list, they ping out automatically. So you'll have those emails as well, but then you'll also be broadcasting and clicking send out and sending emails, sending newsletters out to your list, as well as these automated ones. And that starts in a big way on the Monday after you've closed the front end launch. On that Monday, you open the floodgates. You don't just email the buyers of the product, you email everybody that you have on all of your mailing lists. And you say, I'm doing this live event, it's awesome, make sure you get there. It's for customers only. We're gonna show you the quickest way to do this, the quickest way to make big money online. It's not being recorded, you must attend live, here's the link, okay? So what's gonna happen is, people on your list that did not buy the front end product will think they've got this by mistake. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe this is awesome. Like, I'm getting into this. It's supposed to be for paid clients. So it increases your attendance rate, increases the number of people on this live orientation session. Now, in order to do this, and we'll get into the nuts and bolts of it, but you'll want to ideally run this on something like Zoom or some platform like that, webinar platform. You definitely want to do it live, and you want a custom opt-in page that you create. Don't just send them to the Zoom page or whatever. It's horrible. Create a custom opt-in page and then integrate it. Connect that with Zoom so that when they enter their details, it creates them as a webinar registrant on your Zoom account. And that way you can create this opt-in page that looks nice, got a great headline, you know, quickest way to make money online, whatever, attend this live session, not been recorded, enter your name, email, Bosch, done, okay? So that is that. That's the live session and getting your entire list to be on that live session. The time and date for the live orientation session is 7 p.m. Eastern on the Tuesday after the launch. Okay, so you do the front end launch Tuesday to Sunday, close the launch. Monday is like a day off. We're not promoting anything other than getting them to attend and getting them to register for the live orientation session. And then on the Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, you need to do the live orientation session. By the way, never refer to it as a webinar. People will not attend, okay? It's a live orientation session. Always call it a live session, never a webinar. And particularly when you're on there, don't say, hey, welcome to the webinar. Because what that does is like, oh, I remember webinars. It's going to be a pitch fest, it's going to be boring. I'm going to leave now. It's a live orientation session, okay? And we do it at 7 p.m. because that's going to maximize your attendance, okay? 7 p.m., people are off work or just finished work. In New York, East Coast in America, it's 7 p.m., people have finished work typically. West Coast, it's going to be, ends up being 4 p.m., so you've got a greater chance of people attending. And UK, it's midnight. It's a little bit late, but it's not devilishly late, right? If you go earlier than that, you're going to cut off your majority audience, which is US-based, okay? You can't please everybody, but I recommend you do it at 7 p.m. to maximize your attendance. It's only going to be about an hour. By the time you've literally ended the session, it should be around the hour mark. And we'll come on to that as when we get into that particular session about this orientation session and the slides and presentation and all of that good stuff. So next, Wednesday morning after the session is that fast forward video that I've mentioned. And you're going to send this with an email that says public apology on behalf of. Now we will come back to this in a minute, but I'm going to mention this now because it's something I'm particularly proud of that I created. The day after the orientation session, there'll be a whole bunch of people that didn't see it. Typically, you're going to get 20% of your buyers. If you do a good job, you should get 20% attendance, which isn't what it used to be, right? Back in the day, you could get like 40% of people that you email attending a live session. Not anymore. 20% is like the new benchmark that I've seen. So that means there's still 80% of people that bought the front-end product, plus all your extended list that probably have not seen the presentation yet, right? So that means it's a lot of people. So the day after, what you do is you send an email that has the subject line, public apology on behalf of your name, right? Public apology on behalf of your name, not the recipient, but your name, right? The sender. Public apology on behalf of John Doe, or as I do it, public apology on behalf of Michael Chaney. And it opens it up and it says, just has a link that michaelchaney.com/apology, right? Now don't go there, it doesn't exist anymore, but it's like that, right? /apology. And then it says in brackets underneath, sent on behalf of the Michael Chaney organization. So this looks serious, right? This looks like, oh my God, what's he done? What's happened? Is he in legal trouble, right? It gets a huge amount of, it's basically the most opened and the most clicked email that I've ever created, okay? And it'll be the same for you as well. When they click that email, it goes to the fast forward video page, which is on your domain /apology. And you open this up, right? When this video is created and when you come to that stage of creating it, it's going to be you to camera like this. And you're going to look a bit solemn at the start. You're going to be like, hey, right? Because you just said it's a public apology. Hey guys, I've got some good news and bad news. Last night, we just got done doing the live orientation session. And the good news is people loved it. They were blown away with the quickest way to make money online and the fast start guide and everything else. But the bad news is I got slammed this morning with a ton of emails. People couldn't make it because of time zone differences and work commitments. So what I'm going to do right now is fast forward you through the training. Let's go. And then you cut to you talking over the slides, doing a voiceover as you whiz through the slides, right? So that's the fast forward video, and that's the public apology email. That's going to be the first email that you send out on the Wednesday after the orientation session. You're going to send a whole bunch more. You'll probably send three that day, three the rest of those days that week, and then you're going to ramp up and start sending four and five a day. Okay, the more you send, the more money you're going to make. Next, email follow-ups, sales letter, deadline added. Right, let's talk about this. So you're going to send email follow-ups. Initially, they're going to be sending to this fast forward video, which will have no controls, by the way. Let people pause and play, but don't let them skip ahead. And it will have a time released button. So that at the time that you mention the link in that presentation, when you mention the offer link, it's going to pop up a, not pop up, but it's going to show on the page a button that they can click to go and buy the offer. But no video controls, okay? You're gonna send emails follow-up emails that promote and get people to go to that video page on obviously the day after the orientation session, so Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday, Sunday is the end, right? That's the last 2 days that they can get the back-end offer, right? You're not gonna promote it anymore after that period initially. I mean, you can sell it again whenever you want, but you're gonna wanna leave at least a few weeks until you push it again, right? So it's their last chance to get it in this promotion sequence. So what you can do, there's various things that you can do, but on the Friday, you can introduce a payment plan. If you just sold it at $1,997, so $1,997 on the live and in the fast forward video, on the Friday, you can announce a payment plan, right? 1,100 times two, right? 1,100 today and 1,100 in 30 days. Or you could introduce an even bigger payment plan. You could go monthly, $197 times 12, $197 times 12, or you could go something like $597 times 4, okay? They end up paying more, so they're definitely gonna pay more on a payment plan, but they can get started for less. So you're not devaluing the offer, you're actually doing a good thing by making it more available to people with a lower budget, but over time they will end up paying more. The people that got in at 2K will not be annoyed because they've got it at the best possible value, right? And they're in, fully paid for the cheapest amount. The guys on the payment plan will end up paying more. And of course, not everybody's gonna pay. We know on average people stick about 3 months if it's a monthly payment. Not all of them will come through, but if you don't offer payment plans, there'll be thousands of dollars that you're just leaving on the table because people won't stretch to the 2K. There'll be people on your list. So you wanna give them options. Now, you wanna make sure that you're not going so low that you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. It's gotta still be worth it profitable-wise for you in terms of what you're delivering on the back end, which obviously we've not come onto that yet. We'll cover that soon in terms of the actual creation of the back end offer. But it needs to be worth it to you to go down to whatever price point it is that you decide to go down to, right? And bearing in mind, you wanna take it worst case scenario. So if you're gonna go that four part payment of 600, if you just got one of those, if you just got a person paying one of the 600s, is that worth it to you? Or is it gonna be a loss financially, right? So you've gotta make that judgment call. But that's the kind of thing that you can introduce and announce on the Friday. Remember, we're symphony of the launch. We're ramping up the attention. We're always adding new things that we can talk about, reasons why we're emailing. We're not emailing saying, hey, buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it for like 5 days in a row and we're not changing anything. Buy it now, you can get started today for just 1,100. People told me the only thing stopping them was money. So now you can get in for 1,100. Now you can get in for 597. Now you can get in for just 197 today and 11 further installments monthly, right? So you're introducing different things. What you wanna do, by the way, what you can also do is create a sales letter for this, or at least a Google document that kind of summarizes what you cover in the presentation for those people that don't wanna watch a video. And then regardless, on the Saturday, this is the back end Saturday, not the front end Saturday, so the second week, the Saturday, so the day before you close the back-end offer, you want to add a deadline, a timer to your emails and a timer to the fast-forward video page and a sales letter if you do one, right? So that you're showing people, look, you've got less than 48 hours. And obviously that's going to ramp up the urgency and you really want to play on that and hammer on that in the emails that you send out on the Saturday and of course on the Sunday as well. Okay, email follow-ups. Deadline added on Saturday. Obviously, you close, and I've said here, you're closing out on Sunday. So there you go. That's the perfect timing of doing the front-end launch and the back-end launch. The sequence completely mapped out. On the next session, we're going to get stuck into more details of how you actually pull all this together. Hey, Trainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.